Just real quickly, Chip Rogers at Georgia Public Broadcasting, are you envisioning him to eventually run that organization, or what are your plans for him?
No, the only vision we have at this point is to use what we had been trying to do for a long time, is to use Georgia Public Broadcasting as an economic development tool to a greater extent than we're currently doing that. And that's the role that he's going to be filling. And certainly we have a great director there, and I hope she stays as long as she wants to stay.
How could he do that in a way that the rest of the existing staff couldn't? Why create a new job for him?
Well, I didn't really create a new job. We had already put funding in for the purposes of economic development and having a position that would promote that. I think he has a unique qualification in that he does understand state government. He understands the importance of economic development to our state and has a relationship here in the state capitol. And all of that really does tie together, because economic development is a huge part of what we do as a state government in terms of the outreach to businesses.
Some folks might wonder, okay, what about the editorial independence of that organization when you have somebody, you know, who is certainly not only very political but has experience in state government and aligned to you?
Well, you know, I don't consider the creation of job opportunities for the citizens of our state to have a political connotation to it. It's simply doing what's best for our state.
There's been a lot of talk about, this is a different subject, been a lot of talk about maybe requiring carbon monoxide detectors in schools in Atlanta and asking the legislature to do that in light of what happened at Finch. Do you have some thoughts about that, or do you think you could even put it in the budget for the school?
Well, I have asked the director of the Department of Community Affairs, Mike Beatty. He and his staff are working and looking to see what the appropriate processes might be, whether or not things can be done by regulatory authority, or whether or not it's going to require more than that. But certainly, you know, any school system or any individual school is certainly free to install those, because the safety of children should be our primary concern. It is certainly the primary concern of me and my office, and whatever we should do to protect them. And I think this this very deadly scare, quite frankly, should alert us all to the concerns that carbon monoxide might play even in a school environment. So these are the kind of things that local schools and local school districts can address themselves.
You don't think it should be a requirement, though?
Well, you know, those are the kind of things that it doesn't require a statute to do what's right. And I think that everybody at every level who has anything to do with children understand their safety is paramount. And I feel sure that you will see the proper reactions at every level, both the school level and all the way up.
Governor, I'm sorry I didn't catch all of that, but you don't think it should be mandatory of school systems left to their own? I mean, they have fire alarm systems and all in there.
Well, those are issues that I think will certainly be looked into as to whether or not forcing the issue by way of statute. I would prefer us to be able to do it in a more flexible fashion, because we do know that there are new technologies that may come along. But it is something that we are looking at seriously. The commissioner of the Department of Community Affairs and his staff are already working on the issue, and I feel certain we'll hear something from them in the near future.
I know one of the concerns down here at the Capitol is not to dictate to local school systems too much, not to tell them how to spend, particularly when you're not providing any money, unfunded mandates.
Right.
But other people are saying, well, it's not going to be a tremendous expense. What's the possibility, though, that whatever cost it is could be far outweighed by the possibility of saving lives?
Well, certainly the cost should not be a deterrent in something that is of importance to the safety of children. And that's why I believe that this particular incident will send the right signal to school systems all across this state. And I feel like that they will be able to react much quicker than anyone else. And I feel certain that they have the safety of children as their paramount concern, and that they will act accordingly.
Governor, one quick one on health care. This week, I think the administration said, look, states that don't put together their own health care exchanges might face higher premiums because of that under whatever system the feds put in. Obviously, a little bit of an incentive intended there. Do you intend to take a second look at that?
Well, that's not an incentive. That's simply government trying to say that it's going to have price fixing. And I thought one of the purposes of having an exchange was to bring down the cost of health insurance. If the federal government decides that they're going to arbitrarily increase the cost of health care, whether it be through a state-run or a federal-run exchange, I think that runs counter to the purposes that they have used to actually push this legislation in the first place.
But wouldn't the state save money by setting up its own exchange?
We don't know the answer to that. Here again, we're dealing with a situation that is very fluid, and they haven't completed their regulatory writing processes. So it's very hard for a state to go out on a limb and say it's going to do something, not knowing what the costs are, not knowing what the parameters of an exchange have to look like. So, you know, we're all going to sit back and watch it and see how they come out.
But no plans to set one up at this point?
None.
And the hospital tax, are you optimistic that that'll go through?
Well, certainly that is an issue that I feel sure will receive appropriate attention during the General Assembly session this year.